from KQED.
Now we're going to check back in with KQED science reporter Peter Arcuni, who's been spending an hour a day this week getting ready for a major earthquake. Today, he organizes a family survival kit.
Lately, I've spent a lot of time sifting through closets. Today's goal, finding a bag to hold my earthquake supplies.
I think I got it. Okay, let me grab these things.
The U.S. Geological Survey's Earthquake Handbook recommends everyone keep a personal survival kit in an easy-to-grab bag, like a backpack, in an easy-to-reach spot. Along with that to-go bag, you can keep a larger household emergency kit in a watertight plastic container to use if you're trapped at home.
I'm back from my expedition to the closet, and we found this green plastic bin and pretty good-sized backpack.
After packing the kits and stashing them around the house, I turned my attention to something I hadn't thought about. Say a big earthquake hits at 2 in the morning. Suddenly, there's no lights and stuff like broken glass all over the floor. Then what? Cynthia Shaw from Red Cross Northern California offers this solution.
Keep a sturdy pair of shoes and a flashlight under your bed or next to your bed in case an earthquake hits at night.
That'll ensure you can get up, safely check on loved ones, grab your supplies, and go, if you have to. Better yet, put those shoes and a flashlight in a bag and tie it down, right near where you sleep.
Yep, so about an arm's length. You can reach under there, grab that, tear it open. I've got shoes. I've got a flashlight. I'm ready to go.
Survival prep matters at home, at work, or in the car. It's a good idea to keep emergency kits in all these places. That's it for today. Stay safe.
KQED science reporter Peter Arcuni. You can track his hour-a-day challenge at kqed.org/science. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.